Thank you, Father. That is both who you are and who we are. And I pray that you would so speak to us and work in us by your Spirit, that we would be even clearer about that by the time we leave than when we arrived. And we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. How marvelous to see you, and welcome to St. Margaret Lothbury. It's great to have you with us, and thank you, Chris and the band, for leading us in worship. We'll be back to you, no doubt, quite soon. You will all have been given one of these last week, Glory Mile, tomorrow evening, 6 to 8, here in the church. Come when you can, go when you have to, an evening of worship and prayer and teaching and ministry. We'll pray for the Square Mile, we'll pray for people as individuals, and be lovely. Do come for either part of it or all of it or whatever you can before your train goes. May I read you a few verses now from Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9 and beginning at verse 32. As Peter travelled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. Aeneas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up, roll up your mat. Immediately Aeneas got up. All those who lived at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became ill and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, please come at once. Peter went with them. And when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood round him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning towards the dead woman, he said, Tabitha, get up. She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. It is, as we all know, very easy to be relaxed about life when everything is going well, when there are no surprises, when everything is as we would have expected it to be. It's when we're faced with the unexpected in life that we can feel thrown by all that's happening. Those moments when we wonder what to say or how to pray or how to react in a particular situation. And the Apostle Peter knew all about it, and particularly he knew all about it on that day of which we've just read. It should have been a perfectly normal day. Like all the other apostles, he'd been based in Jerusalem during those tense days after the martyrdom of Stephen. But now life had returned to normal. He decided to catch up with various groups of Christians in different parts of the country. It should simply have been for Peter a time when he was able to encourage people. But then in rapid succession, he found himself put on the spot about what to pray and wondering how on earth Jesus was going to help him in this particular situation. The first happened in Lydda, where he came across Aeneas. We saw in verse 32, paralyzed, bedridden for 8 years. Remarkably, Peter simply heals him. It's an extraordinary encounter. News of it, of course, spread fairly quickly, and the Christians in Joppa who were nearby, who just lost a key member of the church there, sent for him and said, "Come and help us." He must have realized that they'd have wanted him to raise Tabitha from the dead. And even Peter, not ever underselling himself, must have felt pretty hesitant at that point. Praying for healing is one thing. Even in those heady days of AD 33-34, it was quite another to pray for someone to be raised from the dead. However, on both occasions, we see Peter responding in similar ways. In what he said and did in both those situations, he made it clear that all was done in the power of the Lord Jesus. In verse 34, he says so explicitly to Aeneas, "In the name of Jesus, be healed." And in verse 40, he does it by the way he acts. We read, didn't we? He sent them all out of the room, got down on his knees, and prayed. There's no one else there. Luke, who wrote Acts, must have heard of this from Peter himself. Peter realized in both circumstances his total dependency on the Lord Jesus Christ. He'd been pretty sure of how good he was at one point. But as the years had gone by, he'd realized he was totally dependent on Jesus when it came to do anything of value. We see him responding in making it clear that it's by the power of Jesus. And Peter also imitated Jesus' response to situations. The second part of verse 34, when he speaks to Aeneas, he uses exactly the same phrase that Jesus had used to the paralyzed man who'd been lowered by his friends through the roof where Jesus was preaching. And in verse 40, he uses exactly the words that he'd heard Jesus say to this young girl in Mark chapter 5. "Little girl," he says, "get up." He thought a lot not only about how he could express his dependence on the Lord Jesus, but also about how Jesus had responded to different situations that he'd come across. And because of this, Peter was someone through whom Jesus could continue to act in the world. And of course, our situations are completely different to those which faced Peter. But our call is exactly the same. Jesus wants us to be those through whom he can work in the places where we spend most of our lives, whose faith is mature enough to make a difference when faced with the unexpected. He wants to be able to work through us because we're freshly aware of how much we depend on him. Because we're those who've studied how he reacted to different situations and thought, "I'm going to dare to do the same when faced with something similar." Peter's situation was different. But we find ourselves, don't we, put on the spot about our faith by people. Being with people who are going through a really difficult time and don't quite see how it's going to change. People under pressure. And I know there are some of you that even colleagues have said, "Would you pray?" Even though they are not themselves Christians. We're people whom Jesus wants to work through in the places where we work. We are the people through whom he can work and will work. He wants to make a difference round here, and it's you and I he wants to use.